The annual Block Street Holiday Art Sale will take place today through the 4th at the home of Mike Shirky's Good Folk Music Series at 229 North Block Street in Fayetteville. This 11th year celebration includes a variety of works from Northwest Arkansas visual artists. More information is available at 442-6541 or on Facebook under Block Street Art Sale.
This is Ozarks at Large. The Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville may soon acquire a 50% share in a 101-piece art collection donated 60 years ago by Georgia O'Keeffe to the historic African-American Fisk University in Nashville. An appellate court in Nashville affirmed this week that Fisk has the right to not only share the so-called Stiglitz collection with the museum, but that the college should have unrestricted use of the $30 million proceeds from the Crystal Bridges agreement. Fisk University began to explore the concept of selling the collection in 2004 to help the college's dwindling finances. But when Walmart heir and museum founder Alice Walton came forward offering a half-interest stake, representatives from Georgia O'Keeffe's estate claimed any sale would violate the terms of the gift, saying the artwork was donated on condition it could never be sold for profit. Last year, a chancery court in Tennessee ruled that Fisk could share the collection with Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, but two-thirds of the proceeds from the sale would be restricted to the collection's upkeep. Fisk reportedly countered the $20 million endowment was excessive and unnecessary. This week's ruling, if settled, will help to sustain the financially strapped university, says a spokesperson with Fisk University, Crystal Gassimi.
Of course, our president and the rest of the university was very excited to hear the news that the appellate court had sided with Fisk University on this matter. Of course, like we've mentioned, that it's not over quite yet. The Attorney General has 60 days from November 29th to be able to file an appeal if he should please to do so. So we're just kind of waiting to see what the Attorney General will do. And of course, if he doesn't file, we will be back in Chancery Court to talk about the motions brought forward by Judge Dinkins,
including how the money will be apportioned, as well as the mechanics of transporting the art between Fisk and Crystal Bridges. And Gassimi wished to clarify that this is not an art sale.
We are sharing the art with Crystal Bridges Museum in Bentonville, Arkansas. So it's not something a lot of people, unfortunately, have thought that Fisk is selling the art, and that's not it. We are sharing a 50% interest in the art to where we would be sharing the collection with Crystal Bridges.
Select pieces from the Stiglitz collection currently hang in Fisk's Van Vechten Gallery on campus and are periodically rotated in and out.
There are paintings, including the Radiator Building from Georgia O'Keeffe. There are photographs from her husband, Alfred Stiglitz. And then there's also other paintings from the Stiglitz collection.
Gassimi could not cite an appraised value of the entire 101-piece collection. If the Attorney General appeals this week's appellate court ruling, the matter will then go before the Tennessee Supreme Court.
KUAF is supported by Collier Drug Stores, offering a prescription refill hotline and local delivery from one of Collier's 7 locations, now including Bentonville. Most insurance plans are accepted, and information can be found on the web at collierdrug.com.
Monday night, the University of Arkansas Symphony Orchestra concert with Master Chorale and Schola Cantorum will present a concert titled Winter's Glory. Frühling's Gloria is part of the program. More about that piece in just a few minutes. Also on the program, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5. Dr. Robert Mueller, the director of the University of Arkansas Symphony Orchestra, says the Tchaikovsky work is a favorite of patrons and musicians alike.